USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal ICE agents have started cracking down on sanctuary cities.
The results of a new Immigration and Customs Enforcement operation targeting sanctuary cities were announced Friday. 176 people were taken into custody by ICE agents in Philadelphia, Denver, New York, Washington, Baltimore, and Seattle. Chad Wolf is acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security and says Operation Rise is proof positive that we will never back down from enforcing the rule of law with or without the cooperation of local political leaders. Of the 176, about 140 have criminal records or pending charges, including a 33-year-old Brazilian citizen in Philly whose rap sheet includes aggravated assault, possession of an instrument of crime, terroristic threats, and reckless endangerment. In September, Philadelphia police ignored a detainer request and released him back into the community. He's now in ICE custody, where he'll remain pending removal proceedings. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Got my mind on my money and money on my mind. As millions of unemployed Americans are waiting for Washington to get the stimulus package done. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
The president and I and others are not giving up.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on CNBC. President Trump saying he would raise his offer for a new stimulus package, but believes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way. The Treasury Secretary continues.
I think her all-or-nothing approach doesn't make sense for the American public, and politics are getting in the way, but the president and I are determined to keep working on a larger comprehensive deal. By the way, if they would approve standalone checks, which is mostly direct deposits, we could get that money out quickly as well.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin speak daily. At the same time, Senate Republicans are preparing to vote on a new standalone bill to refund the Paycheck Protection Program on Monday. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
That's Christopher Cross and Ride Like the Wind, a song from 1979. He dedicated that to the Little Feat member, Lowell George, after his death. The 69-year-old Christopher Cross says he's not a celebrity, but after contracting COVID-19 with his girlfriend from a trip to Mexico City earlier this year, he decided to be a celebrity and speak out. He says the pair were sick for about 3 weeks, and he started to feel better, so he went to the grocery store. When he got back home, his legs gave out, as he needed more time to recuperate. CBS will have an interview with Christopher Cross Sunday on CBS Sunday Morning. Japan will release more than 1 million tons of treated radioactive water from the Fukushima nuclear power plant into the sea. That will take the better half of 20 years to complete. The expected opposition from environmentalists, local fishermen, and farmers is present. American nuclear expert Lake Barrett tells CBS News the concern is real.
People are basically healing themselves from the emotion of the accident. There is distrust. People feel the harmful rumors that people might not eat the fish, and there would be those concerns.
The event happened in 2011. 18,000 people were killed after the 9.0 earthquake and 50-foot tsunami rocked the area. A government panel said that releasing the water into the sea or evaporating it were both realistic options. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.